This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
What do girls want anyway?
Well, apparently not total losers.
We're pretty good at basketball. Yeah, as long as we don't have to run or jump or dribble or nothing.
Isaac Rob.
Hey, you guys up for a little game?
Sure.
Well, let's make it interesting. Say $20.
How about 50?
You're on.
Jason Sukanik.
Dude, we don't have $50. We don't have 20.
This is Prime Time on the Fan Sports Network.
What the hell's up with that? We win and they get the chips. That sucks, dude.
105.1 and 1080.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's jobs. We gotta get jobs. Then we get the khakis. Then we get the chicks.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Friday. Got your sports bros here.
Yeah.
Isaac and Souk. I am the Isaac of the Isaac and Souk.
Sada.
And Big Souk right over there.
Not willing to save his dog from a cougar attack.
Look at him.
Isaac Rupp.
There's Ryan Buckley over there.
He's also not willing to save his dog. I'm judging both of you.
He's partying.
And it makes me sad.
I'm willing to save the dog. It's just too... Only to a certain extent.
Yeah, I'm only willing to assume a certain amount of risk.
This guy says my dog's a P-word. He'd leave me behind to get eaten because he's fast and runs from everything. That would be heartbreaking if your dog abandoned you. Like if you,
I think I would want that.
Really?
Well,
you wouldn't want Molly to stay and mix it up with you?
I think it would be noble of Molly, and small dogs do this where they don't, like, she would go after a cougar and
yeah.
she would meet her untimely death.
Yeah.
But
go down swinging, right?
She would be ballsy. I would rather her save. Like, go. Yeah. If you run, look, if I'm getting mauled by a cougar,
yeah.
There's nothing she can do to help. So let's just take her out of the equation. Mm. If she runs and saves her own life,
yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Oh, no, man. I like that. Like, we're all go down together sort of thing. You go,
you want
I
the
go.
Movie script finish.
Right?
But that's like, not going to happen. I mean, like.
Why not?
Well, I mean, your dog, the only thing that's going to happen is she's going to die.
Well,
so
who knows? Maybe Molly Tenges, while you're busy trying to, like, deal with the cougar, maybe Molly Tenges gets it in the, you know, maybe she goes around back and is able to go back door, like, bite a tail or whatever. You never know what will get an animal to be like, you know what, this isn't worth it right now.
Yeah, that's true.
It would
that's
break true. My heart. It really would. After all I've done. And I love my, I only have one now, but every dog I've had is a member of my family. And if I was in a fight to the death with another animal and my dog turned and ran, I don't think I could ever get over that. If I went home and somehow I managed, I fight it off or whatever, it leaves me or somehow I recover and I went home, I think I'd get rid of the dog. I don't think I could ever look at that dog the same way again. Every time I'd come down the stairs, I'd be like, you son of a bitch. Like, really? I think that would be the end of it. I think I'd have to rehome that dog. I expect more.
Wow, you'd get rid of the dog?
I think I would.
Jeez,
yes.
Man. Well, anyway.
Which is worse, me and Rob not dying for our dog, or you sending the dog away if he leaves you?
I would. I'd ship that thing out. It would be like, you know what, buddy? Yeah, we're going to a farm somewhere. Let's go.
And then you have to explain that to the new owner.
Yeah. You dog. Hey, it's a great dog. Everything about him's awesome, but he's a giant coward, and we're not doing this. How do you ever look at your dog again?
This son of a bitch.
Exactly.
Holy cow.
Well, guys, We've got Joey Harrington coming up in about 15 minutes. Apparently, he is bringing
something special for us.
Yeah.
He has something he's bringing to the table
today.
He's
been working on something.
Yep.
A comeback in the NFL.
So.
You freaking bitch.
That is my favorite Joey story of all time.
It's great.
So that'll be at 5:30. But up next, we've got Kenny Dillingham with a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
And
he's calling out his team too, by the way.
Is he?
Yeah. He called his team mid. I think he said something along the lines of that's a very mid practice for a very mid team.
That's
Cam Ward did that. That's the phrase du jour. He said the Titans are very mid.
Yeah,
right
he said
now.
Their offense is mid.
Isn't that like a Mike Leach type of move?
Yeah.
Some coaches are known for that.
Yeah, we love crapping all over the team and telling them how bad they suck.
That's 50% stupid.
And then you can be the world's biggest ass to him and be like, see, I motivated you by being a D-bag.
Also, ESPN is getting the red zone.
Oh, God, this is going to be a disaster. I'll tell you that right now.
We'll get to those items when we return here on 105.1 The Fan. Hi, Joey Harrington next. But first, a couple of sports items. Kenny Dillingham at Arizona State has said something that I agree with.
It's a first.
Oh, not really. I kind of like him. He's a little...
dog mentality. I think Dillingham would be too much for you.
Yeah, I think he would.
I think that's right.
I think that's right, yeah.
He would. Yeah. There's no question.
A lot of energy on that. A
lot of tea going on in Dillingham.
But I like his energy, from afar.
Sure.
And if I'm an Arizona State fan, I like what he's bringing to the table.
Absolutely.
You know, Arizona State, they tried so hard for so many years to get the right guy, and they could just never really find the right guy.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, you just needed someone like Dillingham. I don't know if they actually thought it out or they just got lucky, but you needed someone younger with energy that could make it cool.
Yeah.
At Arizona State, because it's just not cool go to games there.
And it was coming off Herm Edwards, and so they needed a whole program reset. Dillingham is an alum. Big year with Oregon, and again, he has the young energy, and you're right. I think and Deion Sanders at Colorado, I think there is an element to if you're looking for a program builder, I know that's a weird statement, but you're right. You have to find someone that can make your program cool.
Dan Lanning's done that.
Absolutely.
And Oregon was already cool.
Yes.
But he's made it way cooler.
Yes.
And Dillingham said recently they're building a new indoor facility there, and they want to use it for tailgating. And he says he wants the school to create the 16th hole of the Waste Management Open in Phoenix. That vibe he wants to create for their tailgate. And I'm like, dude, brilliant.
Why not?
There's nothing but bros down there.
100%.
Lean into the party.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, that 16th hole is that par 3 in Phoenix at the Waste Management where they just go absolutely crazy. They're screaming and yelling, getting drunk all day. Why not do that at Arizona State? Like,
I would say the only...
It's amazing.
You'd have to be careful about being like, hey, we're all going to get as drunk as humanly possible and going to a stadium as underage kids. But there's an element to what you're saying. Like, when Miami was cooking, every time Miami has been successful, they have leaned into being Miami. They have leaned into being the U. And that's trash talk, penalties... We're cooler than you. We're the bad boys. And you don't really have that on the West Coast. And so maybe Dillingham does. Everyone always said Arizona State was a sleeping giant. And I asked why? Because the weather's good and they have hot girls and people like to party there. And no one's been able to tap that. Maybe Dillingham, as he certainly is bro-y enough to do it. You know, he's jumping around after the game with fans and hugging. Maybe they become that University of Miami team with a real edge. Of we don't care if you hate us or not, we're going to do things differently down here. And you've got the right guy. Dillingham could be that guy.
And it doesn't have to be that rowdy. It just, you know, and you're checking IDs. Like, you're doing everything above board. It's just that, come on, create a fun... Dude, we were just talking about this with Petco Park.
Yeah.
What San Diego has done with Petco Park and what the Padres have done with Petco Park is really amazing. Over time, even though that's always been in a great setting... That ballpark has evolved to absolutely can't miss status. Like, it is one of the best baseball experiences going in Major League Baseball, if not the best.
Mm-hmm.
And they built that. That's what Kenny Dillingham is trying to do,
yeah.
Right? You have the bones, you have the infrastructure, you got all the hots, you got the weather, right? You're building this big, nice new facility. Lean into like making it fun for people to come to.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not freaking rocket science.
No, and it is amazing.
And then maybe put like a golf hole in there.
I think some schools are afraid to embrace.
Well, they're too stuffy.
Yes, I think they're afraid to embrace.
But ASU doesn't have to be that way, and they know that. Be yourself.
Yeah. Well, it's what you're known for. Although, you know, under past regimes, they've always done the, well, look at our academics. And, dude, no one cares about your academics when it comes to football. Look at Alabama, right? Build a winner and kids will come regardless of academics. So, great. You got a good school. People don't think of you that way. Whatever. Put a winning product on the field and people will show up. And, yeah, embrace, be the party school out west. Be Miami. Be the Miami of the desert.
Just at least make it fun and so that it's not about, this is what I was saying about the Padres. Like, I feel like that stadium is full every night.
Mm-hmm.
And half the people in there, and they're behind the Padres. They want the Padres to win.
Yeah.
But the Padres aren't that good.
Yeah.
Half the people in there don't care if they win or lose. They want a good time. They want an experience.
Yeah.
Same thing here. Your students don't care about Arizona State football.
No.
So don't make it about that.
Give them an experience.
Make it about a wild, fun time that's cool and everybody wants to go to it.
And then when you start winning, they'll embrace it even
Bingo.
More. And you already won. I mean, last year you made the college football playoff.
Yeah, capitalize on that momentum.
Yeah, capitalize on it.
Also, per Andrew Marchand, ESPN is expected to have access to NFL Red Zone, NFL Network, 7 more regular season NFL games,
yeah.
The NFL's fantasy football business, with potential to integrate special features and potentially more assets in a new $1 billion deal with the NFL.
Yep. So
did you see this coming?
I did not. But that's a huge deal for ESPN. And all I want is, please don't screw this up, ESPN. Like, if you get Red Zone and you just bring over Scott Hansen, fine. But my fear is that you're going to take, can we admit that the Red Zone is probably the best thing that is happening in NFL viewing?
Yep. I have to admit something. I don't really watch the Red Zone.
Really?
No, I do my own Red Zone.
Oh, no.
Because it depends on my bets.
Okay. Well, Buck, can you back me? Like,
yes, 100%.
The Red Zone is perfect.
It is perfect. It is the best way to get the best parts of all the NFL games.
If you don't have a specific gambling angle or you're not watching a specific game, I think more and more the average fan is watching Red Zone.
Even if you do have a gambling angle, they'll tell you when there's a turnover, a score, whatever. I mean, I think it does the best job of keeping you up to date on the most important parts of every game going.
And they do such a nice job with it. And my fear is that they are going to have Red Zone starring Pat McAfee and Stephen A. Smith. And that's my only thing. Just, all right, you got more games. There's really good professionals out there that are already doing this that everyone loves. Please don't try to ESPN it up.
Do they have time to do that? Those two guys are on everything else. Like, well, McAfee's doing Saturday college football.
If it's getting eyeballs, they will probably put him out there.
And that's that. So I love the Red Zone. And as long as the Red Zone just moves over, cool. But if they move it over and then we're like, we have to put our, it's like the TNT thing, right? Does anyone think that ESPN isn't going to find a way to muck? Even Charles Barkley thinks they're going to muck it up. Is they don't know how to any other way. I just think ESPN, they've lost their way. And sometimes you don't need to put your own stamp. You paid $1 billion for something that everyone loves. Just let everyone love it. You don't need to change it.
They're saying an official announcement is expected next week. The deal will require regulatory approval, which could take up to a year. Should the agreement be in order and ready to be enacted by the start of the 2026 NFL season, it would be a fitting start to a season that will end with ESPN hosting its first ever Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, ESPN's got the Super Bowl in 2027 mm-hmm. and 2030.
So what's another $1 billion, right?
Which means it's going to suck.
It's just disappointing that ESPN has gone down this road. Because they used to be so good and they've just leaned into it, really have leaned into 3 or 4 people. And unfortunately, I can't believe those are the 3 or 4 people that are the most popular. How is Stephen A. Smith?
They just seem kind of rudderless over there.
Yeah. I'm not about it. Give me some Van Pelt and more Van Pelt, less Stephen A, less McAfee. And I like McAfee. He's fine. But we don't need him on every single thing, Major League Baseball, that ESPN rolls out there.
Here's one other thing, too. Never let them tell you they're broke. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
They
you
cry
spend a,
poor.
You spend $1 billion.
They cry poor and poor. Oh, we can't pay this guy. We got to cut here. We're going to cut 60 people there. We're going to. Yeah. Dude, they just paid over $1 billion for this.
Yeah.
There's money.
Yes.
They just have to see the value.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think we're ready for Joey.
And big, big news.
He has something. I don't know if it's news. But he has something for the collective us.
A debut, if you will.
He has something for us and for the listeners.
What?
Coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Waking up on Monday, coffee just can't quiet. Wash away last night's six pack of hams. But Tuesday brings the promise of making things all right. But you still drive to work in your family's minivan. The doctor calls on Wednesday, right before your flight, to talk about your colorectal exam. You're back to work on Thursday and your boss is all uptight, 'cause you didn't push your best-selling brand. But now it's the Friday drive, and it's story time. Yes, it's story time. The one time a week when you can truly plan to kick back and listen to story time. Yes, it's story time. We're pushing it out on every airwave we can. We're on both 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
All right.
Global Sports Radio Network.
Dude, how great is that?
Dude, that is a quintessential 80s TV theme song right there.
And that's exactly what he said.
Yes.
He wanted. So this was last week on our show with Joey and Buck's trying to get him on the horn right now. But he said, not a jingle.
No.
He wanted an old school
theme song.
Since we changed to FM,
yeah.
He's like, we can no longer do his
Time with Joey on 1080.
We got to change it up.
Yeah.
So he wrote that. That's him on piano, and I wonder who is who was playing the drums there. Maybe his kid or something.
That's maybe just a little drum machine. You know, like on a keyboard or whatever, you can put a backbeat to it.
He recorded that. And that's the first I've heard of
that.
That's
fantastic.
Very good.
It had, I think there was some. There was a Cheers element to that. Like that's, I think that was the base of it.
Now, wait, can we play that again?
Do we have him or are we still?
No, we don't have him. We're having issues with our phones, which is wonderful. Yeah. But I have that again. Hold on.
Okay,
one second.
One more time.
I thoroughly
enjoyed
this.
I wasn't even prepared.
No.
For that.
And that was a whole thing.
on the fan.
We're doing great, guys.
Waking up on Monday and the coffee just can't quite wash away last night's six pack of hams.
That's an homage to you.
Tuesday brings the promise of making things all right, but you still drive to work in your family's minivan. The doctor calls on Wednesday right before your flight to talk about your colorectal exam. You're back to work on Thursday and your boss is all uptight, 'cause you didn't push your best-selling brand. But now it's the Friday drive, and it's story time. Yes, it's story time.
You got me?
The one time a week when you can truly plan to kick back and listen to story time. Yes, it's story time. We're pushing it out on every airwave we can. We're on both 105.1 and 1080 The Fan. Part of the Fan's Global Sports Radio Network.
How about
I love that.
And here is the artist himself, Joey Harrington. Wow, that's great.
Of all the times for my phone not to work. Like,
I know.
I was literally like, Buck and I were like, so did it just go? Like, what happened?
Well, we played it twice.
Yeah, we played it twice. And I...
dude,
sir, bravo. You said you were going to cook up something, and brother, you delivered.
Yeah, it was great.
Yes.
Now, tell us the story behind that.
The story. Well, so I got off the phone last week, and... I was like, well, I was thinking, okay, I could kind of work this along. And you said, no, you have to be Friday. So I was like, okay, great. So let's get to work. I had the music written probably by, this was last Friday, probably like Saturday at noon. And it was originally kind of, you know, the, not Facts of Life, Family Ties.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a slower bossa nova, like, you know, it had a nice little, you know, a little syncopation to it. I was like, okay, that's the direction we're going to go. And then I heard some, I was listening to Family Matters and trying to work some. I was like, maybe I could get some Hammond B3 organ in there and then Boston. And then I tried to sing it over the top. I was like, man, I'm a horrible singer. And so that was way too slow, and it would have had like all of these like holding out kind of notes. And so then it just kind of shifted and evolved, and it kind of took more of like a Cheers-ish kind of, I don't know, like how it kind of happened, well, but that, it was a journey.
That's what I, when I heard it, my first thought was, I thought that had the bones of Cheers, which by the way is my favorite sitcom from my childhood, which it hit me where I needed
it
to
be. Well, and the piano.
Yes.
Yeah, that helped.
Yeah.
Now, did you have, who was on drums there? Was that a machine? What was that?
So I was actually sitting out at Tualatin Hills Parks and Rec out at the field out there during Jack's soccer tournament last weekend. And I kind of like, so that's the other thing. It's like, I can't just sit down on a piano and like play it. It's like I had to make it right. And so it's trying to figure out the GarageBand app. So I was like, well, figured out how to play the drums on the app. And so I was like sitting there on my phone, like ding, 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 ding. You know, I was like working on the cymbal. Okay, then. But the problem was every time I recorded another track onto it, like the drums, like, became kind of echoed out. And so it was a journey, but I did do all of the pieces. I called a couple friends. I was like, hey, do you know anybody like recording, you know, who has, you know, like studio stuff? And it just ended up being too tough. So I just tried to figure it out on my own.
Well, you know, we have a studio down here.
Yeah. And we, you know, it's, you know, somewhat professional.
Why didn't you call us? You could have come down.
Cause here. You don't play the drums or the bass.
Yeah.
It's the musicians that I needed.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah. You wanted to go lay it down, yeah, like with,
yeah,
Rick Rubin.
Know, lay the, yeah, exactly. Go to like the beat laboratory, yeah, and you know, have someone actually play the drums.
Okay,
well, I could play like a mean tambourine for you. That's about the most I can do.
Well, you are quite a composer. That is amazing.
I love it,
and I do love. I love it too, and I think a Grammy is in your future for that.
Well, thank you. I tried to. You know how a lot of like 80s sitcom theme songs have a theme, but like they have like a, you know, this was like, hey, it's Friday, it's the Friday, yeah, drive time, the rest of the week sucks,
yes,
like, yeah, hey, but now, yeah,
it's okay.
You know what, well, it's okay, yeah, exactly, like there's always kind of that okay, it's gonna be okay, yeah, feeling to the 80s theme songs.
Absolutely,
you know? That's the place that where everybody knows your name, yeah, like it's
uplifting,
it makes you feel
in
good.
The end, it's uplifting, yeah, after your colorectal exam.
Well, I enjoyed that you, yeah, threw in a sixer of hams. That was near and dear to my heart.
Well, I was trying to, you know, because again, like you gotta, everything was off of Ing and like fan, so everything had to be like an am or an and, yeah, then an ing, and so I was like, okay, well, let's see, you know, kind of had to work those in two together. I was like, Monday, waking up in the morning after what, after like too much bourbon, what, like a Chardonnay? No, it's a six pack of hams, there you go.
Well, and I'd say, so the bar that I drink at, shockingly enough, they have like three beers on tap, and one of those is ham, so that's, whenever I go to my local drinking establishment, that's, I get a pitcher of hams.
All right. Well, let's get on track here. We were a little behind because we had some phone issues, but
we had to play the song twice, of course.
Well, yeah, I needed to hear all the intricacy, you know, the lyrics, and
yeah,
I wasn't even prepared.
No, no one was.
Buck hit us with it, and I was like, oh my God. So we heard it twice, but now that we've got that played, and we'll hear that, that'll be your open every, yep, week now. Thank God we don't have to do one, because it would be way worse than that.
Yes.
There is a list that you are on. Mm-hmm. It is the top 25 ducks of the last 25 years.
It's a definitive
years.
List. Apparently we can't argue with it.
And I am curious who your list would include.
Well, who does this list come from?
Well, I'll tell you when we come back.
We'll talk about it.
And I am also very curious as to... your thoughts on where you fall on the list, yeah, because I thought, quite frankly, you were a little low.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's two in the top 10 that I...
You got some issues with?
I got some issues. I got issues.
All right, so we'll get to that next with our friend Joey Harrington, former Ducks quarterback, former Lions quarterback, here on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball.
Hey!
Major League Baseball trademark used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What? What? All right, we're with Joey Harrington. Story time here each Friday 5:30, brought to you by Mods PDX. And yes, I so there's a list here, Joey, of the top 25 ducks of the last 25 years. It was put together by Ducks Wire and someone named Zachary Neal.
Oh, I know Zach.
Okay.
Yeah, good dude.
Hold on.
Let me ask a question here, though.
Okay.
Before we get into this, what's the criteria? Because if we're going to make a list, if we're going to critique a list, we have to have a criteria. Are we talking about greatest ducks while in Eugene? Are we talking about greatest ducks with pro careers?
No,
are
this
we
is
talking
not pro.
About
this is as ducks.
This is, it says it's safe to assume when looking at the nation's best in this millennium, Oregon belongs in the conversation. Who are the best players to help get Nike University in that conversation? To celebrate the quarter century mark, we're diving deep into the question over the next month as we approach. And basically,
so we're talking about getting Oregon into the conversation, like what the just, impact of what they did at the school.
Simply says they have had memorable and beloved players over the years who will live on forever in some way. Who is the best of the best? This is
Marcus.
The 25 best players over the last 25 years. That is the criteria.
Got it.
You said, did you just say Marcus?
Yeah. I mean, we're all just shooting for two.
Yes. Yeah. He is number one.
And that you can't debate that.
Okay.
No. I would probably say that I'd probably say two is LaMike.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yep.
Two for two. I would. And so
why,
here's the
why
thing
do you say
is
that?
Like and this is kind of the why I wanted to clarify beforehand. LaMike won the Dilk Walker.
Yes.
Well, Mike won, like, so Marcus won the Heisman Trophy. Like, I was a finalist for all of these things, but I didn't actually win them, right? Mm. So there is some validity to, or there's some weight that comes with, like, hey, you won the school's first Dilk Walker Award.
That's fair. Like,
and there's a lot of good backs.
Oh, and if he would have stayed for his fourth year, he would have been the all-time leading rusher in college football history.
And he himself was a Heisman candidate with Cam Newton.
He has to sum it up, he has the second most career rushing yards in Oregon history. He has the second, fourth, and sixth most single-season rushing yards in Oregon history. Again, second, fourth, and tenth most single-game yards. Second in career touchdowns. And 10th most career touchdowns in Oregon history for any player. So, I mean, he's...
Yeah. No, it's... That's the right choice. And now's where we start to get into, like, the gray area. And I honestly think... I don't want to say that recency bias is going to play into this. The one that I always have the hardest time with is Justin. Is going to end up being, you know, likely, I mean, if he continues on this trajectory, does he end up as an NFL Hall of Famer? I mean, is that the trajectory that he's on? He's sure a hell of an NFL Pro Bowler, right? Yeah. Which neither of the guys before, and, you know, unless we're talking about, you know, Patrick Chung and, you know, some of the great, you know, some of those, you know, like, but he didn't win the Davey O'Brien, did he?
No, I don't think so.
He didn't. He won a Rose Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Last year.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, in terms of, like, overall trajectory of career, I think, I mean, there was a lot of, like, what's really going to happen for the first like 2 or 3 years, right? And part of that had to do with coaching turnover and all that stuff. But I think Justin's shine or is probably best going to be from his NFL days.
And this is you're funny, because when I said I had a couple problems with the top 10, this is my biggest problem.
He's number three.
He's number three, and that's not that I have.
I think you're number three, honestly.
I wouldn't argue with that in the sense that if we're that was the kind of the question of like, what was, if the point of this is getting Oregon on the national college football landscape, I would argue that our team, our 3-year stretch there was the most, while there are plenty of other steps along the way, the Musgrave years, the Kenny Wheaton, those two, the back-to-back Cotton Bowl, Rose Bowl, obviously the national championship where Michael Dyer was down. But our group, I would say, probably had the singular most biggest impact in all of that. So it comes down to this. I was a finalist for the Davey O'Brien. I was a finalist for the Heisman Trophy. I was a finalist for the Maxwell, but I didn't win any of them. Right. I was offense or, Pac-10 player of the year, so is Justin, but then you're getting in
some of that though is individual, but just keep it on you for a second. Some of that is, and that's true. That's all weighted here, but I think what you have that no one else has, and I think you were just kind of alluding to it, is you guys teed it up for all the players that we've mentioned so far and the players that we're going to keep mentioning. I mean, you were it. And it's not always about individual awards. You won one of the biggest games, one of the most memorable big games in Oregon history. And it meant, like I feel like, we go back to the Kenny Wheaton's going to score play, right? Like, obviously a seminal moment in Oregon Duck football history. Mm-hmm. But I think you guys going in and kicking the crap out of Colorado in that game was also one of those moments. And I don't know that anybody else here has that.
Yeah, and I was going to say, the irony is Kenny Wheaton's moment is so impactful, but he was the second best DB on that team.
Who was first?
Alex Molden.
Yeah.
Oh, Alex. Okay.
Right. So there's, you're right in that there is, it's not, that's why I wanted to, quantify or qualify. Which one do you use? Quantify what we're talking, how we're ranking.
Well,
Haloti is arguably like the most talented, like the most incredible duck ever.
He's number five.
Well, this is my rub. And I was not the biggest Justin Herbert guy in college. Obviously, Justin Herbert has gone on to had a phenomenal NFL career and showed me, but he was never an All-American and he was an All-Conference player one time. And how can Haloti Ngata and Penei Sewell, is one of the, he's Jonathan Ogden in college good. Penei Sewell, from the moment he stepped on the field at Oregon, was one of the three or four best linemen in the country. He was only the second unanimous All-American to ever come out of Oregon. He won every award you could have. So, and Haloti Ngata is, again, the Penei Sewell on the defensive side of the ball. I don't understand how Justin Herbert, who made an All-Conference team one time, never was an All-American, how you're ranked ahead of Haloti Ngata and Penei Sewell that will be generational players.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. And again, back to the context of the whole list, is I think Justin, potentially could end up being the greatest pro duck to play or the most impactful. But I would agree with your assessment that, there are plenty of, if we're working off of the impact that they had while at Oregon and the impact that they left on the school, I would agree. But okay. I would think that there will be other people ahead of him.
So this is our friend Joey Harrington. We're talking about a list put out by Ducks Wire, and you said Zachary Neal, and it's the top 25 Ducks of the last 25 years. Here are the top 10. You are number 10 on the list, which I think is entirely too low, because again, for me, it's more about, I weigh more moments.
Yeah.
And just, you know, just the idea that an Oregon player was on a billboard in New York, on the side of a building or a billboard, whatever it was, in New York City for the high, I mean, dude, and then to back it up in that Colorado game, that was, that that right there deserves, I think you should be higher. But they've got Dennis Dixon, number 9, and he was awesome, but what is his, I mean, the thing that I remember about Dennis Dixon is getting hurt.
Yep.
Number 8 is Jonathan Stewart. 7 is DeAnthony Thomas. 6 is Kenyon Barner. 5, Haloti Ngata. 4, the one guy we haven't mentioned yet, Royce Freeman.
Yeah.
3, Justin Herbert. 2, LaMichael James. And number 1, Marcus Mariota.
And yeah.
Buckner is 11. Penei Sewell, 12. Bo Nix, 13, and
just,
so on.
I just love the fact that one of two unanimous. This is just goes. Maybe my rub is because I'm an old lineman, but how one of two unanimous All-Americans in the program history is 12th, someone needs to explain that to me.
Yeah. I'll talk with Zach. There's some issues there.
So good.
Other influential players that you think, like, because there are other...
Here's the thing. Like, Dennis's season was going to be epic.
Yeah.
But two things. One, he didn't finish the season by no fault of his own. And two, he platooned back and forth with Brady Leaf for 3 years.
Yeah.
Right. So he really didn't, the job was really only his for one season. He had that one season and it was tremendous for nine games. Mm-hmm. What were some of the other, who was
Jonathan Stewart, DeAnthony Thomas, Barner, Freeman, a lot of running backs in the top 10.
Yeah. See, I would absolutely have Kenyon. It's another thing too. Like, I'm curious, Royce is a great, is he the leading rusher? In
the program's all time leading rusher.
He stuck around all 4 years. And so he owns, he owns every record, but he was the only guy that stayed for the whole time.
Right. So how do you value that versus,
I'll tell you right now, Jonathan Stewart. In my mind, I feel that Jonathan Stewart, Kenyon Barner, and I think DeAnthony Thomas, I think they're all, I would put them all ahead of Royce Freeman. Not that Royce wasn't great. I think Royce was a bit of a compiler, and I'd just say for the impact, DeAnthony Thomas, and I know he was kind of a jack of all trade, but dude, that guy was lightning in a bottle. And I just think he had a bigger impact. He wasn't the bell cow that Royce Freeman was, but I just think there's something to stick around for 4 years and putting up a lot of yards as opposed to Jonathan Stewart. Jonathan Stewart was a better player than Royce Freeman.
I would 100% agree with that. I mean, I think we're pretty much on the, look, if you're going to ask me, I think, you know, where I fell, I would be happy. I would agree with somewhere in the 3 to 5 range, right? If you put Haloti in there, I would agree with your argument with Penei Sewell needs to be somewhere in, like, the guy was incredible.
Yeah.
And then you've got those three running backs. You've got Kenyon and you've got Jonathan Stewart. And I think I would put the two of them ahead of DeAnthony, just personally.
Why would two? Because they were more every down players.
And I've got
agreed.
I've got two other guys. So the last question I wanted to ask you was, like, maybe a more influential Duck that doesn't get a lot of hype. Two guys that are on this list, but I think a little too low. One is Patrick Chung, who is number 20. I feel like he's higher. He should be higher. And two is Troy Dye. I thought Troy Dye's career at Oregon was quite memorable. I thought he was, I don't know, maybe it was just his personality, but he's number 22 on the list, and I felt like maybe he should be a little bit higher. Do you have a guy that maybe is more of an unsung Duck of the last 25 years?
Unsung.
sung duck of the last 25 years.
And we'll see if he's on the list.
I've always loved Devin Allen, but I don't think he's going to make that. I don't think he's going to make in the 25.
He is not on the list.
One for me that it's kind of my unsung, and I only saw the top 10. I don't think Nick Reed gets enough credit. Nick was a 4-year player, but you know, two of those, and he just, I don't know. Again, maybe one of those guys that now Oregon gets all the 5-star kids. Nick was a guy that was kind of the, I don't know, kind of one of those bridge guys between old Oregon and new Oregon. But dude, Nick Reed, his last 2 years. He's number 17.
Yeah.
Dude, Nick Reed was a beast at Oregon.
Was Keenan on the list?
No. Nope. No Keenan. You've got.
Because if we're going to talk about, I mean, the guy was a starter from day one. He was. I mean, talking about momentous plays in program history, that kick return against Oregon State was
exactly
multiple all-conference. Man, like, I don't know.
Again,
he wasn't flashy, but I, you know, I would put him up against just about, you know, with the exception of maybe, but even like Dylan, like, with honestly, with the exception of a guy like Demetrius Williams, you know, because he was so big and explosive, I'd put Keenan up there with just about any wide receiver in the last couple decades.
Sammy Parker, speaking of wide receivers, he made the list at 21. Tez Johnson is on here at 23. Troy.
Well, see,
Frank?
there's the interesting thing is Keenan played ahead of Sammy for 2 years.
Yeah. I think you're right about Keenan. I had forgotten about him, but other receivers on here. Troy Franklin is 18, and they have Jeff Mail at 15.
Oh yeah, I forget about Jeff. Forget about Jeff.
But
Mail,
come on, man.
Josh Huff on the list.
Huff,
oh, yeah, the Huffer.
He was good. No, he's not. T.J. Ward. I mean, come on, he was awesome.
Yeah,
he's 24th. So yeah. Well, you know, creates fodder.
Yeah,
maybe it just speaks to how great the program has been, how many great players have come out of the program in the last 25 years.
It does. It's a tough. I mean, that's a tough ranking right there.
That is. I mean, just you know, to say. I mean, you look at take NFL careers aside, and there's been some really good ones. Yeah, I mean, that's a it's a pretty good list. I would say maybe you know, receiver maybe the thinnest, but I mean, there's.
Kayvon Thibodeau?
Yeah, Thibodeau. I mean, there's some beef in up there, too. And, you know, I'm guessing that if you took 26 through 35, you could easily make the case that all of those guys belong in the top 25 as well.
I would agree with you.
Yeah, like Max Unger. Max Unger was real. And again, here I go back to my O-line.
Well, I was going to say, kind of a lack of linemen on this.
Yeah, and that's, and you know, you're going to get me started there on some rub. They've had some really good linemen that have rolled through there.
Is Hronis on the list?
No.
Yeah, no Grasso, no Max Unger. I mean, those guys are both, again, all Americans. I just don't.
You need a sternly worded text to Zach.
Well, I think, unfortunately, I think when you're talking about greatest, then we just automatically go down to yards or sacks or whatever. But, you know, how can you have all these great backs and all these great quarterbacks and we have one guy blocking for him? So in all those years, you've had one all-time lineman at Oregon, and by the way, you have, what did you, 12th? What was?
Joey?
No, the where was Penei Sewell?
Sewell, he was 12th, yeah.
Yeah, so the best lineman to ever come out of your school is 12th? You want to talk about a little O-line, anti-O-line bias. Now you've got to be in my bond. I'm sticking up for my boys.
No, I think it's fair. All right, man. Have a great weekend. Great new theme song. And we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
I gotta admit, I'm kind of disappointed I didn't get to see the show.
Well, you know, we podcast the show.
Yeah, you can.
You can go listen.
And
to
we
it
did
if
play.
Like.
I mean, we played it twice. We could play
no,
it on
but
the
I
way
mean,
out.
Like to be there with you. But to be there with you.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
The point was to experience it with you.
It was going to be a moment.
Yeah.
Well, let's play it on the way out. Yeah, you want to play it again, Buck? Let's fire it off. Maybe
no,
somebody.
It's okay.
No, I think we're going to do it. Yeah, here we go. Have a good one. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, love you too.
Wash away last night's six pack of hams. But
Tuesday brings the promise of making things all right, but you still drive to work in your family's minivan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.